Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, how important is it for a business leader to be likable?
When you treat people well with respect and give them personal responsibility, they're more likely to perform better. Now, obviously, this isn't a shocker by any means to anybody listening. So why is it so hard that we don't have enough leaders doing this to be likable? I don't understand that part.
All right. So what's the number one reason?
Fear-based leadership has history. I mean, many baby boomers learned under fear-based leadership and used this as a foundation for their approach to leading others. The boss is in charge, has the last say, and expects everyone to be focused and committed as he is. When this fails, the manager is more apt to get even tougher, not easier. And this is where the serious disconnect happens in today's workforce.
All right, so the second reason?
Well, managers misunderstand being likable for being soft. Being a likable leader doesn't mean walking around all day with a happy smile and being everybody employee's best friend. It means being likable when people expect you to be likable, not being soft on decisions or expectations. It's funny, Manny. Likability will actually contribute to staff feeling a sense of safety, security, and a sense of trust. These are critical to employees wanting to contribute to the organization. The key is to be consistent. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, employees become skeptical that your likability is just an act, and then trust is totally lost. So recognize the fear-based leadership has a history but doesn't have a place in the present. Managers misunderstand being likable for being soft. Don't worry about that. Be likable, be engaging, and as a matter of fact, you probably want to know how to be a more likable leader. Next week, we'll address how you can become a more likable and effective leader.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.